As we noted earlier, when reviewing the pyramid of family members' roles in systems of care, some family members may move beyond their own personal experiences to advocate more widely for child, youth, and family voice and rights. Family advocacy organizations play an important role in this regard, and many include considerable involvement and leadership on the part of consumers and family members. Mental Health America, as we learned earlier, was founded in 1909 by Clifford Beers. Its mission is to promote mental health as a critical part of overall wellness, including prevention services for all, early identification and intervention for those at risk, and integrated care and treatment for those who need it, with recovery as the goal. Mental Health America conducts policy and advocacy work at national and state levels, as well as promotes education and awareness and the provision of information and referral services. The organization represents over 200 affiliates in 41 states. As Mental Health America was founded and maintained by former patients, a key focus has been advocacy for better conditions in behavioral health facilities throughout its history, both inpatient and out. The National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, commonly referred to as NAMI, was founded in 1979 and provides educational programs, conducts advocacy, and works to increase public awareness about mental health. They also conduct outreach, information, and referral services. Although the services that they provide seem to be very similar to those provided by Mental Health America, a key difference is that NAMI was formed by parents of individuals receiving mental health treatment. One of the key differences between Mental Health America has been the perspective of each organization. They both have been at the forefront of national-level discussions about whether former patients should be referred to as consumers versus patients, and in more extreme cases, inmates, as well as controversy over the use of medication to treat mental conditions. Because NAMI was founded by parents of patients, it has often been characterized by more radical segments of patient advocacy groups as supporting involuntary commitment and medication for patients.